It's time for sports from your local sports leader. Classic Hits 97.9 XFM and KJ Country 102.3.
Good Tuesday morning. Welcome to the Sports Show. I'm Matt Robinson reporting, and we're going to start off with junior high 8th grade volleyball sectional championships at the 8-1A Sigel St. Michael sectional. It was the host school defeating Newton St. Thomas as Sigel St. Michael got the victory in two, 25-17, 25-20. At the 8-2A KZ Westfield sectional, it was Champaign St. Matthew defeating North Clay in two, by a score of 25-14, 25-18. And at the 8-3A Totopolis Sectional Championship, it was Sullivan defeating Newton Jasper County 25-14, 25-17. So that leaves one team in the area playing volleyball this weekend at the state tournament, as Sigel St. Michael at 23-2 will take on LaSalle Trinity Catholic 22-0. That game will be Friday at 5:45 in a quarterfinal matchup for the 8th grade Class 1A state tournament play that will take place at Kankakee Bishop McNamara. Should Sigel win, they would move into a semifinal matchup at 11 o'clock on Saturday. Lose and their season will come to a close. So best of luck to Sigel St. Michael in the 8-1A state volleyball tournament. Taking a look at high school baseball and softball. Yes, the season could officially get underway yesterday, and it did for some of our area teams. A few games were weathered out due to wet field conditions still, but it was South Central defeating Cowden-Herrick Beecher City by a score of 15-1 in five innings, as the Cougars pounded out 16 hits, committed one error. Cowden-Herrick Beecher City had one run on two hits, committing one error as well. Maddox Robb and Callaway Smith both homered in the win for the Cougars, as Callaway picked up the victory on the mound as well, as he had four RBIs. Colton Smith went 2-for-4 with two RBIs as a couple of the highlights for South Central in that victory. The Dietrich Moving Maroons took on the Lawrenceville Indians, and Dietrich fell in a good ball game by a score of 2-0. Dietrich, however, didn't get a hit in the ball game, as Ivers pitched the complete game no-hitter, walking three, striking out eight. He did hit four batters, but worked around it as Lawrenceville got the 2-0 victory on four hits, committing two errors. Dietrich committed a couple of errors as well. It was Neoga taking on Marshall, and Neoga picked up the 4-0 victory. Neoga scored four runs on eight hits, committed no errors. Marshall had no runs on six hits and committed an error, as Blazik and Coy pitched for Neoga to earn the victory. Was Blazik on the mound, as Fearday went 2-for-2 at the plate with a couple of walks. Ballinger 2-for-4 on the day, and Coy also 2-of-3 with two RBIs in the contest to lead Neoga to that 4-0 victory. By the way, Neoga baseball for sure will be playing all games on the road through this first week of the season due to the tornado that went through Neoga. And Fairfield took on Newton, and it was Fairfield coming away with a 10-0 victory, as they had 10 hits and no errors. Newton, no runs, 5 hits and 4 errors in the loss, as, again, Fairfield picked up the 10-0 victory over Newton. Switching to softball action, it was St. Anthony defeating Neoga by a score of 17-2 in four innings. 17 runs, 14 hits, no errors for St. Anthony. Neoga, 2 runs, 4 hits, and 5 errors, as Rios was 2-for-3 on the day. Ganaway 3-for-4 with 4 RBIs. Schultz 2-for-4 with 4 RBIs. Walton 2-for-2 on the day. And Wines also 2-of-3, as Nancy Ruhal pitched the 4 innings for the victory for St. Anthony. Klept, Westerdott, and Brandenburg all had doubles in the loss for Neoga. And final score, St. Anthony 17-2 in softball action. It was a big win for the Dietrich Moving Maroons over Cumberland in 5 innings. Dietrich 11, Cumberland nothing. 11 runs, 11 hits, and 2 errors for Dietrich. No runs, 2 hits, and 4 errors in the loss for Cumberland, as Niemerg pitched the victory going 5, allowing just those 2 hits throughout the 5 innings. Craik, 2-for-3. Niemerg, 2-for-3. Fowler, 2-for-3 on the day. A lot of heroes there for Dietrich in that win. And we did get a score in from North Clay, as they actually traveled to Fairfield because of field conditions. And North Clay lost that one 15-0 in softball action. On the schedule slated for today, baseball-wise, all 4:30 starts. Vandalia at Cumberland, Robinson at Dietrich, Shelbyville at Brownstown St. Elmo, Totopolis at Neoga, Newton at Flora, Casey Westfield at North Clay, and Oblong at South Central. Softball, all listed at 4:30 starts as well. St. Anthony at Robinson, Carlisle at Aldemont, Cumberland at Totopolis, Marshall at Dietrich, Neoga at Martinsville, Newton at Flora, Olney at North Clay, St. Elmo Brownstown at Nokomis, and Oblong at South Central. And again, I did mention baseball, Totopolis at Neoga. That will be Neoga at Totopolis because of the field conditions there at Neoga. I want to remind you, the second annual DCS Pickleball Tournament is coming up at the Ron Deal Rec Center here in Effingham. They'll play on the 22nd on Saturday, with women's doubles beginning at 8 o'clock, men's doubles at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Entry fee $50 per team. Winning teams gets $350 and bragging rights t-shirts. You must be registered, though, by March the 20th, so you got a couple of days to get those registrations in to dcs1pickleball@gmail.com. Also, Effingham JFL signups are coming up at the high school gym lobby. The first one will be on Saturday the 22nd from 10 a.m. to noon for Effingham JFL. Also, I want to remind you, as far as the NCAA tournament, the first four games begin tonight as Alabama State takes on St. Francis at 5:40 this evening. San Diego State and North Carolina will play at 8:10 tonight in the NCAA tournament. NBA action last night, it was Indiana over Minnesota, 132-130, as Obi Toppin hit a fallaway three-pointer in overtime with about 3 seconds left to give Indiana the win there. Meanwhile, Chicago defeated Utah, 111-97. They're both off tonight. NHL action tonight, St. Louis will be at Nashville. Puck drops there at 7, Seattle at Chicago. That gets underway at 7:30 tonight. Spring training action, St. Louis defeated Washington by a score of 6-2. They'll be back in action against Miami at 12:05 today. And if you're recording the game, turn your radios down for about 15 seconds, as I'll update you on the Dodgers and the Cubs playing in Japan. This is a regular season matchup after 7, according to my latest update. The Dodgers lead the Cubs by a score of 3-1. That's a check of sports. On this Tuesday, I'm Matt Robinson reporting.